Elder Aboriginal Australians have traditionally passed their knowledge to younger generations through their cultural activities like storytelling and crafting, but British colonisation greatly affected the preservation of this cultural bond. UniSA researcher Jelena Haynes has developed a system by using video and other graphic elements in which Elder Ngunnawalli Aboriginal people can share their wisdom. We have Jelena Haynes on the phone now to take us through. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Your project is a combination between video ethnography and what's called knowledge maps. Can you tell us more about these elements and how they paint a more complete sort of cultural image?
The video ethnography under anthropology, so it's another section of the anthropology side of it. So video ethnography focuses on using the video to record the elders' stories. So the purpose of that is that trying to capture everything without leaving anything. So it captures all the expressions of how the elders shared their knowledge. So the knowledge map also combined the stories and the visual. So the map visualizes the whole journey of the elders from since the 8 years old until now, and combine all their experiences. So it only records on cultural stories that's already available in the public, and also cultural practices, which is that includes weaving.
And what sort of feedback have you had from Ngunnawalli people on your work so far?
Combined with the video ethnography and the community-based participatory research, in short, CBPR, that gave the participants or the elders a voice on my research, where they're quite active on the research. So every sections that I wrote, for example, I'm writing my chapter 5 now, which is the findings, the full section that is all just the findings, where they have to check everything, what I've written.
And what were some of the obstacles you faced when developing this project?
Obstacles is time. Finding time and trying to set up time for the elders, and also writing the results, because it's time consuming, because I'm editing the video as well myself, and at the same time I'm transcribing the interview. So there's a lot of work back and forth trying to edit the video, include it in my thesis, upload it online. And also, I'm not uploading the whole interview. It's just segments of it. Because there's some sections of my interview that I'm not allowed to publish. Some of them are personal, and some of them are only for family. So I have to be selective on the video that's allowed to be published, both online and on my thesis as well.
And as part of this project also, you've immersed yourself into traditional activities such as weaving baskets. How have you found this experience?
The weaving helps me to understand how they share their knowledge. So I've been working with them for quite a while now. So I am involved in different projects as well. And we co-founded a group where I organize different workshops for them as well, and trying to work with them alongside with the elders. So I'm not just working on my thesis, on my research alone. I'm working with them a different project as well, which is part of a reciprocity side of it, where I shared what I learned to them, and they shared their stories to me as well. So we're kind of working together.
We're speaking with Jelena Haynes from UniSA about her graphic system, which showcases the Ngunnawalli Aboriginal culture. And this ethnography was focused on Ngunnawal Aboriginal culture. How suitable is this sort of framework that you've developed for maybe other Aboriginal cultures across Australia?
I believe that it will work. It can be useful, especially for the mapping, the knowledge mapping, because the knowledge mapping that which I created is that it really records from the beginning when they received the stories. And also focuses on the kinship, because the kinship is really important for them. And knowing who they are and where they belong. So part of the mapping that I have, big section of it, is just about family kinship and how all this family are related. And not just as family, but also their relations to the land and the country. And all the stories that they shared. So it's the map is kind of interconnecting stories where it travels from the knowledge foundation through how it's the stories are created and then translated to the cultural activities. Then all those experiences that they have gained from formal training and also life experiences. I get synthesized and disseminated to the cultural activities that they have. So it's quite, it's the knowledge map is complicated to say, but if you trying to present in a visual image that they understand it.
And finally, where can anyone interested in this project have access to the videos that are online?
Yes. All the records that I have, they'll receive a copy of it. And the knowledge map, it's already been used that I created. One of the auntie passed away. And then I have the map already been created for her. So the family was able to use that one to add to their eulogy.
Well, Jalina, we thank you so much for your time speaking with us this morning. We hope to see an expansion of this kind of work.
Thank you. Thank you.
UniSA researcher Jalina Haynes speaking about her visual system for visually mapping traditional cultural knowledge of Ngunnawal people.